This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
We are about 3 weeks away from Election Day, and on that day, 11 states will require voters to show a photo ID, and millions of Americans don't have one. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports on what life is like without a photo ID.
In Philadelphia, 63-year-old Anna Gonzalez goes out of her way to visit Smith's Pharmacy, where the employees all know her by name.
Hello, Anna. How are you?
Hi, Mama. How are you doing?
Gonzalez tried another pharmacy closer to home, but it required a photo ID to buy medicine. At Smith's, she gets her prescription with no hassle.
The reason I didn't have to show ID is because they already have my record and they know who I am.
If they didn't, she'd be stuck. Gonzalez doesn't have a photo ID. It's not that she can't afford it or doesn't want one. Gonzalez was born in Puerto Rico. Her parents gave her up for adoption, but it was all done informally. She doesn't even know the name of her biological mom and dad. That makes it virtually impossible for her to get a birth certificate.
I need a photo ID in order to get the birth certificate, and I need my birth certificate in order to get a photo ID.
She's in a complete catch-22.
Nikki Lute runs the face-to-face legal clinic in Philadelphia. She says about 40% of her cases involve helping people obtain legal identification.
I have clients who were either born at home and no formal record of their birth was ever made, or in some cases, the hospital they were born at had suffered a fire, or their record was just simply lost.
Without a photo ID, you can't open a bank account. Most job applications require proof of identification, and Lute says forget about trying to collect benefits.
Somebody couldn't obtain food stamps or cash assistance if they were raising minor children, or medical assistance or Social Security benefits without proof of ID.
As it stands, if Anna Gonzalez's husband were to die, she would be cut off from his retirement benefits.
I wouldn't be able to receive his pensions. He's got two pensions, plus also the Social Security.
Gonzalez says her husband would like to retire, but he's holding off until he can get his wife's name added to his pension. The holdup, as you might have guessed, the employer wants her photo ID. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.